Pacific Mornings.
My name is Jordan Fennell and this is Pacific Mornings. Now, whenever I think of manta rays, I always picture them as the spaceships of the ocean, like something out of Star Trek. They've always seemed so mysterious with their huge wings and tiny little faces, but I've only ever seen them in an aquarium and I've never seen them out in the wild. But they are out there and they're in New Caledonia. And a new study has found that manta rays in New Caledonia have some of the deepest dives in the world. The report also shows that conservation and marine protected areas may be needed to be extended because of how deep they can dive. I spoke with Mark Erdman, the Vice President of Asia Pacific Marine Programs and Conservation International, about the report.
So manta rays, of course, are the largest rays on Earth. There's two species right now that we are aware of, the reef manta rays, which are found, of course, all around Australia as well, reaching a maximum wingspan of about probably 6 meters, 5.5 to 6 meters. And then there's also oceanic manta rays, which reach a much bigger size, up to perhaps 8 meters across. At any rate, they're, of course, a spectacular beast, which now has great tourism value. Many people like to either dive or snorkel with mantas, and we're just very interested in them throughout the Asia-Pacific, but in New Caledonia in particular, because it's one of the few areas where mantas have not been hunted at all.
And so there were 9 of these reef manta rays near New Caledonia that were tagged.
Correct. So we tagged 9 over the period of several years.
And in this new research, you found that these specific manta rays were diving much deeper than what you usually expected. They were going 200 meters more than usual. What's significant about this?
Well, so I would say it's perhaps even more than 200 meters more than usual. We recorded world record depth of over 670 meters. The deepest that had ever been recorded previous to that was from the Red Sea with a manta that went to 432 meters. But in general, these mantas are always diving below 300 meters and frequently below 400 meters, which is really very unusual. By comparison, for instance, a large satellite tagging study off of the Eastern Great Barrier Reef found none of the mantas going below 300 meters. So what we think is happening here is that basically these mantas are having to dive deeper to search for food because it's very clear water in New Caledonia. There just isn't as much plankton in the surface layers.
One of the points that the study makes is that these species are quite vulnerable because of fishing pressure. Does this apply to the mantas in New Caledonia?
To our knowledge, no. Certainly there's no directed fishing pressure on mantas in New Caledonia compared to other places, including, for instance, Indonesia or Papua New Guinea or Sri Lanka, where they actively have been hunted for their gill rakers for Asian traditional medicine. That's not happening in New Caledonia, although now that we're seeing how deep they're diving, it's quite possible they might be running into, gill nets and other fisheries tools that are underwater.
And so now that you've sort of got this information that these manta rays are diving so deep, are you looking to continue studying them, or what are the next steps in looking at these manta rays?
Absolutely. So actually in February of this year, we put out another 11 tags in New Caledonia, and we've been doing similar tagging work in Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, and New Zealand as well. So we're doing this kind of all around the region, also collaborating with Project Manta in Australia, I might add. We will continue to look at what's going on with these mantas, and particularly to make recommendations and how best to manage and conserve them.
And what are some of those suggestions in how to best manage and conserve them?
Well, I think from this particular study in New Caledonia, the most important thing is finding that these animals are very frequently doing these deep dives. And that means that if we're looking at marine protected areas, marine reserves to help protect the mantas, that we need to think beyond just the shallow waters, the shelf waters, and actually be looking out into deeper offshore waters, given that they're actually using that area quite frequently.
I wanted to ask sort of a personal question. Have you yourself been diving with manta rays?
Absolutely. I've been diving with mantas for the last 20 years, and I spend actually quite a bit of my time with mantas.
And can you tell me about what that sort of experience is like? I've seen, you know, tourism ads of being able to do that, but I've never done it myself.
I'm a marine biologist, and I work with all manner, from the smallest fishes to the world's largest fishes, whale sharks, and mantas are without question my favorite fish in the ocean. They are the smartest fish in the ocean, biggest brains, and they are absolutely sentient beings. So when you swim with a manta, you have an absolute interaction with that animal, and you can sense its intelligence and its interest in you. It's really unlike any other swimming with fishes that I can think of. I would just say, again, I think that they're an incredible animal, and we're delighted to be able to share a little bit about their mystery here, and very excited to hopefully increase their protection across the region.